I'm calling to order the Historic Preservation Commission meeting, a special meeting, Thursday, February 27th. I have a roll call of the commissioners.
Diana Brenke.
Stephen Roseman.
Alan Ross.
And Judy Jordan, and Jerry Viner is absent, unable to come, and Arlene is not here. Okay, could we, Alan, would you please lead us in the pledge?
Ready to begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We need an approval of the agenda.
I move to approve the agenda.
One second.
Seconded.
Okay. Move to second. Well, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Are there any announcements or introductions?
Other than just to wish Jerry a speedy recovery. May he be back here soon.
Yes. Okay, the next thing we have is the approval of the action minutes from January 23rd, 2014.
I move to approve the minutes.
Second.
Okay, any discussion? They're all in favor?
Aye.
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 Passes unanimously. Now, our new item is a request for us with the Six Restaurant. And we do have speakers for both. We have for both things on the agenda. Andy, would you like to take over the presentation now?
Thank you. Good evening, commissioners and chair. This project is for the Six Restaurant, known as the Chow House Limited Partnership Six Restaurant. It's located at 23536 Calabasas Road. It's in the restaurant that used to be Guido's, the Native Cafe, among other restaurants. It's along the walkway just before you get down to the corner. The applicant has requested two new awnings to go over an existing patio. You can tell on this that Calabasas Road is to the north of the restaurant. The restaurant itself is located in this block here. The awnings are one, there'll be one long awning and one short awning to go over both patios. The long awning will go over the patio where the main entrance to the restaurant is. On that awning, there will be one 3-square-foot sign that says the Six, and underneath Chow House, it's only 3 square feet. And the awning over, as you're looking at the front of the restaurant to the left, will be a blank awning. The awning material will be a brown umbrella material, and the letters will be silk screened in an off-white color. The Old Town Master Plan and Design Guidelines, the awning signs are an acceptable sign treatment in Old Town. All the signs and sizes of the awnings meet the size requirements for site coverage, pervious surface, etc. Materials are compatible with other sign materials found in Old Town. For instance, the cleaners just to the west of the restaurant. And Calabasas Municipal Code has standards for signs, and this complies with all of the Old Town Zoning District sign standards found in Section 1730.080. And the sign itself is exempt from CEQA Section 15311, Class 11A, for on-premise signs. So staff recommends that the Historic Preservation Commission should recommend that the Community Development Director approve file number 14100009 to construct and install two new awnings, one awning having a 3-square-foot sign identifying the 6 Chow House located at 23536 Calabasas Road within the Commercial Old Town Zoning District. I'm available for any questions you might have.
Okay, and there's also someone in the audience who would like to speak. We want to have your questions first. Commission members.
I just had a question. So only one of the awnings, the long awning is the one with the words on it.
Right.
The short one does not have any words.
The short one has no words. The long one has the 6 Chow House centered on the awning in 2 lines, measuring 3 square feet.
Okay, and then how far out from the building, it's probably here, but I don't read these things too well. How far out from the buildings this thing project? Or, yeah.
One sec.
It looks like 4 feet.
The first, the long awning extends out 6 feet. It will be ending right at the planter, and the short awning is only 4 feet deep.
And my other question is the purpose of the awning solely for signage, or is the purpose or design, or is it going to shade anything underneath?
It'll probably shade seating underneath. There's been seating there historically, so they can put seating outside, and there is seating now, I believe.
Okay. I actually ate there the other night, so I do remember people sitting outside, yeah. Although nobody was eating out there, but.
Well, I think when the weather gets warmer, even though it's been very warm lately.
Yeah.
I think it might be a
okay,
nice
so
place.
There is, there would be service outside?
Okay. It could be.
Okay. Yes. That's all I need to know.
I'll reserve my questioning for after the presentation by the applicant.
Dinah, please turn your mic on when you're speaking.
Yes.
So the video can get you.
I would like to reserve my comments until the applicant speaks.
Okay, we have someone speaking. Jan King.
I'm Will Cargas. I'm co-founder of the Six Restaurant. Should I make a presentation or did you have questions? First of all, I wanted to say that I grew up in Malibu and this is the ideal spot for us. We actually sought this spot out. We took a long time looking for a location. And for us, we felt that it was a Cinderella shoe just because our concept very much matches the integrity of what Old Town Calabasas is all about. So we obviously don't want to have some crazy neon sign or anything like that. We want to do something that is just cohesive and matches the integrity of Old Town Calabasas. So in doing that, we wanted to make sure that we had the right colors and we're in full compliance and not trying to do anything pushing the envelope on any level. In answer to your question, it is a dual purpose of a more three-dimensional exposure, as well as when it does get hot, that's going to be a very, we just need shading for, you know, on a summer day, you're going to probably want to sit out there. And it's also for protection, and it also creates a more of a three-dimensional element.
Okay. Here's also a sample. Did anyone else, did you have a chance to see?
This is the awning.
Yes. Okay.
It's my opinion that the awning, it seems so very invasive to what is on Old Town. That's a narrow area. I pass by that area at least twice,
yes.
Twice a day, 7 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the sidewalk is narrow
yes.
there because
yes.
you've pushed out or the building is pushed out.
Mm-hmm.
It seems quite invasive. Have you looked at that? It seems like it would be cluttering up the area and not enough room really for people to be passing by conveniently, and you have your people sitting up high there, is that correct?
They're sitting Did you want to say?
Yeah, I think I can answer that. The awning will not be over the sidewalk. The awning
right.
will be as
I'm
the old awnings were.
Even at that, it seems invasive.
Okay.
To me, the other thing is you have outside of the doorway, the entry. Mm-hmm. What is that? It looks like fire. What is that?
Those are just that's the only thing we can really get to get any visibility. Those are standard cone heaters.
And it is fire. Is that correct?
Well, I mean, it's fire, but they're completely safe. Those are the new patio heaters that you see on any corner. A Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf has them. They're common, but we find that they are, you know, we have a wood-burning oven. We're very much about flame, and, you know, mm-hmm. we cook our food in wood-burning ovens, or dual-burning, that is. So the element of flame is kind of a catchy, it's much better than, you know, signage, in our opinion. I think that the signage with the awning, and as you can see, that we're not trying to push the envelope on the size of the signage. We're only talking about the square foot, three total square feet. So it's an understatement, in my opinion. Like I said, we don't want to have a loud sign. We just want to make sure that we cover sufficiently our customers for shading and to get a three-dimensional look. But by no means is it invasive, in my opinion, because we're just taking what was existing for years and years. It's been four restaurants, and it's been the same patio.
Without an awning.
Well, I don't know. I can't speak for the two restaurants prior to that. But the awning is not going to be any impediment whatsoever to the sidewalk that's already there. And the footprint of the planting boxes are something that they've been there forever.
So the awning will cover the planter as well?
It's not going to cover the planters. It's going to go up to
the plant,
the very perimeter of the inside. So it's not going to go to the other side. It's not going to get near the sidewalk.
I have one other question. Well, two, actually. So the fire, how close will that be to the awnings? And are you concerned about that?
There wouldn't be a concern because there's a huge clearance on the glass. So let's say that the flame is this high. Flame's this high. The cone's this high. It's not a very effective heating element per se, more than it is a visual. Preferably for heat purposes, the ones that have they have kind of a cone shape.
Sure.
Those are more effective, and I would be more concerned about those because they're hot. This is much more of a visual. I think it's and as far as safety is concerned, they're far safer than the other ones. Yeah. You've got lower heat. They're adjustable, so it's not like you just turn it on and it goes to a high level. You can adjust them. You're always going to have ample clearance, and even though you have a glass tube, you also have a baffle at the top that's going to protect any, and then what it does is cascades down so that heat just continues to recirculate. And then once we have the awnings, we're hopeful that those will continue to you know, when you capture heat, then I guess that will serve as a third purpose of having the awnings for insulation.
My other question, if I may, is the sign that you have currently that's on
yes.
the actual building itself.
Yes.
Will that be
removed?
Removed totally?
Immediately. It was graciously yeah. granted, and we had to have something. As I said, it's very challenging when you're going down a road, you know, for 30 years, and if nothing catches your eye, you're never going to see us. So I can say that, you know, we really put our heart and soul. We're hands-on operators. You know, Jake and I own this restaurant together, and we're not sitting in an ivory tower. We're, you know, we build the furniture, and we're very hands-on restaurateurs. So you will see us a lot. And, you know, I don't know how to build awnings. Otherwise, I'd do it myself.
Commissioners, as far as awnings go, Gaetano's had an awning. After Gaetano's, there was the Native Cafe. They had an awning sign. And then the last three restaurants that were in and out, one of them applied for an awning sign. It had the wrong colors, so it was brown and yellow, so that was not a Old Town scheme. So they were sent back, but then they closed before they asked for another awning. So it's not a new use down there. The flame heaters are exempt from any review in the city because they are portable and they are an allowed use. And finally, the temporary sign was a permitted sign, and it will be a condition of approval at the Community Development Director's hearing that that sign be removed as soon as the awning goes up.
Are there alternatives to the awning? Do you have any, you know, anything that would be smaller or less?
I got to say that in essence, to achieve, again, you know, he mentioned something that restaurants went in and out. You know, it is a blind spot. It's on the drag. It's nothing like Peddler's Fork has a much better view as to us. We're kind of on a blind area. So the fact that us getting some sort of element of a 3D, the fact that we're compliant on all levels and there was awnings prior to that, and we're meeting the color codes and compliant with every single bit of criteria we could find. I don't know. I mean, I'm open to suggestions. I look around and I see rigid hard wood that meets the same slope and everything. So if you were to tell me that I could mimic that, that would be great. We would definitely consider that. But the bottom line is if somebody's sitting there in the sun and it's direct heat and it's 110 degrees in the summer, they're not going to want to sit there. So we've just completely lost that opportunity to have a patio situation for brunch or for lunch. And people like to sit outside. This is California. Mm-hmm. So when I say alternatives, when you ask for alternatives, the only alternative I can think of is perhaps looking into something that's right next door to us, which is a rigid wood slope. But, you know, that's all I can think of.
Is there any I should have measured myself, I guess, the sidewalk itself where it narrows in front of your area, right?
It narrows in other areas, but yes.
I'm not sure what the variance is of the size of the sidewalk, the width.
The sidewalk has to be 36 inches for ADA access, and the sidewalk is 36 inches, if not a little bit more.
Okay.
It used to be 42, now it's 36, so it meets ADA requirements. And when Old Town was, the sidewalks and walkways and planters were put in, that met the old code. So I would imagine if you went down right now, it would be 42 inches or maybe a little bit less because of the trees having grown.
So it's 42 inches there, perhaps, or 36, but then it widens to maybe about 6 feet or something like that?
Correct.
Okay. Keep in mind, Diana, that they're not impacting the sidewalk in any fashion.
Right. It's just,
like I say,
it's invasive, in my opinion, when I see the awning as well and then the narrow sidewalks. So those are my questions. Thank you.
Just two questions. The awning's fixed, right? It's not a retractable awning, is it?
No, it's not.
Okay. Is there any contemplation of some type of wall barrier or something that you plan on putting up around for any purpose?
Well, maybe we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But as far as, is that something that you would recommend?
No, I'm just curious to see, you know, from a warmth perspective or use of it at night.
Yes.
It's not part of this
application at all.
This application. And if they were to put up walls, we would have to review that at a separate time.
However, they do have planters that already create a form of separation.
Right.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said. They have?
They have existing planters that border the area already.
Well, I will say that those have been trimmed and hedged down to what we do is we do herbs in kind of buckets and small, like, faux bathtubs, and they're different herbs from all different kinds. So those hedges have been brought down. So those are far less obtrusive than what those hedges primarily were.
Okay. Any other questions?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
I just was clarifying one thing. And I was surprised that it wasn't a retractable awning because I noticed one of the things here is that it's, I guess, specified to withstand 85 mile an hour gusts, according to these.
You know,
I don't think it ever
that
gets
would
ever.
Have to be. That's a building and safety requirement.
Okay.
And the way it's designed, and if you look, like I have all of the calculations here, it will withstand those winds and be safe. And okay. That's a building and safety issue.
Okay. Yeah, I'd hate to see them tear. You know, but anyway, that's all I have.
Okay.
Steve had a good point. It sounds to me like in the future you may put up a plastic, in inclement weather. Is that what you're alluding to?
It's definitely, you know, as I said, it would be up for another review, another submission, and we'd cross that bridge when we got to it. I think our primary goal here is just to establish this phase. I can't say... I can't confirm or deny we're ever going to do that. It may or may not be necessary. I think that, again, we're trying to be subtle, and we really respect the integrity of the old town. I grew up in Malibu, so I'm 51 years old, so I watched Calabasas grow. And I just love Old Town, and I truly do. And it was a perfect fit. If you look inside our restaurant, it feels like Old Town Calabasas inside. We don't have a sushi bar here, so it's a fortunate thing that just say awning that's compliant, and that's all we want to do is be compliant, you know, and create a color that matched, again, the integrity of the color scheme.
Okay. Well, are we ready to vote on this? Someone want to make a motion?
Judy, just a reminder to close the public hearing.
Public hearing is closed.
And this is anybody else to appeal?
I'll move that we approve the plan as presented.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Opposed.
Okay, it passes then. 3-1. Thank you. Okay, the next thing on the agenda is a request for a sign, a new monument sign. And Andy, would you take that, please?
Certainly. As you will remember, this is the site plan for Peddler's Fork. As you can see, there's a small V-shaped area here. That is where the sign is proposed to be. However, what I'd like to call the Old Town Gratitude plaque is mounted right next to that. And in order to make sure that has... visibility and access to the public, Peddler's Fork and their contractor is going to move the sign to the planter on the other side of the gazebo. It will be a little bit better visibility for people walking down the sidewalk. Right now, as you're walking down the sidewalk, it is slightly behind the front of the gazebo, so it's kind of hard to see. Peddler's Fork has proposed this V-shaped monument sign in order to be able to have people coming from the west going to the east on Calabasas Road be able to read one face, and the people coming from Valley Circle into Calabasas can read the other face. This is the plan for the sign. The sign will have Peddler's Fork, of course, their 10-speed coffee. It's a coffee shop. And this sign will be 6 feet tall, which is the maximum size of a monument sign in Old Town Calabasas. They have 20 square feet on the, it's in the, Yeah, okay. Okay. So, the copy on the sign is within the, it's 20 square feet on each side, which also complies with code. This is the area, and as you can see in this part of the picture here, this is what I like to call the plaque or the gratitude sign, and they're just going to move it to the other side of the planter, and it will be all alone and standing out a whole lot more clearly than it is at this point. And this is a rendering of the sign itself. This is not made or anything. They've just superimposed what they believe the sign will look like in that corner. So the one monument sign is allowed per property on the corner of the lot. This is the corner of the lot, except for the fact that the gazebo sits right in the corner. Painted signs, as in the Old Town guidelines, are the most common type of sign. This meets all the size requirements for Old Town, and also the materials are compatible with other signs found in Old Town. It would be a wood, simulated wood finish on a simulated stone base. This is the simulated stone base. It has been explained to me that rather than having real stone, which is really hard to move, should somebody bump into this or have an accident, it would disintegrate and cause less damage to the area and also be easier to replace. And this is the material itself, which will have a finish much like a wood finish on it. It will look almost as if you had wood planks in Old Town.
Are those the colors?
No, it's a brown color, like wood, much like the like this sign here, the mock-up that's put here on this picture. It complies with all of the Old Town Zoning District sign standards found in Section 1730.080. Old Town Calabasas Master Planning and Design Guidelines have stricter requirements than there are in the Section 1730, and we are applying the stricter standards. And finally, it's exempt from CEQA review by Section 15311, Class 11A, on-premise signs. And the Historic Preservation Commission should recommend that the Community Development Director approve file number 14000130 to construct and install a new monument sign identifying Peddler's Fork Restaurant located at 23504 Calabasas Road within the commercial Old Town Zoning District.
Okay. I guess we're reopening the public hearing. Do you have any questions? And there is somebody who wants to speak on this. Would you like to have him to speak?
Other than looking at the design from the photograph, you had indicated that it's going to have more of a wood look than I think is depicted in the photograph, because the photograph really doesn't give it that justice that, of what it's actually going to look like as far as the actual signage is concerned. That's my first question. The second issue relates to the relocation of the monument that currently exists. Where is that going to be positioned?
If you're looking at the gazebo right now, it is on your left-hand side looking at the gazebo. It's going to be immediately to the right, the same distance as it is from the gazebo now on the other side of the gazebo.
I see.
I believe when this was first built, when Peddlers Fork, they have signage already.
Right. This isn't allowed sign.
It's an additional sign.
Yes.
To me, it appears to be very much like a sandwich board, what shall we say, a more permanent sandwich board, which I see so many of them around there that it seems to be cluttered.
Well, it meets the definition of a monument sign because it's on a stone base in a landscaped area.
A faux stone.
Faux stone base. That's your decision there. And it's in the area, and it 1790, I believe, is the definitions in the code, and this sign meets all of the requirements to be called a monument sign. The sandwich board signs are temporary signs that can be moved. Looking into getting some compliance in Old Town, but there are code enforcement cases that we can't discuss for some of the sandwich board signs that are in violation of the code. So this will be a permanent as defined monument sign.
Diana, we do have different types of monument signs throughout the city. If you look at some of the office buildings across the street, they're mostly stucco, low,
and then
you have monument signs for some of the car dealerships, which are a lot taller, and they're not made of stucco, they're metal materials, and so they're all called a monument sign, but they all vary in terms of design.
Well, why is another sign needed when they already have signage?
Well, they're allowed to have a certain number of each type of sign, and it's up to them to request something that they're allowed to have. So the applicant.
So we allow them to have like three logos on their building and around their building?
We have maximum number of sign requirements in the code, and this particular corner parcel is allowed to have one monument sign. They currently have no monument signs. And so this would be the first and only monument sign that would be allowed for this particular property.
Two signs.
It's one sign, two faces. It just has a sort of unique design. And all monument signs are allowed to have two faces.
In the V shape, what's on the back, if it's like this? And the signs here and here.
It would be
the
same wood grain, but it would be plain.
Plain, okay.
How high did they say it is?
72 inches.
Yeah, and the other question I have, I guess I was not clear on this picture with the
6 feet thing. High.
If this is looking north, and so Calabasas Road's out here.
Correct.
Is this the walkway?
The sidewalk goes directly up to the edge of the building.
Okay. And then the gazebo, I know, is set back a little bit.
Correct.
And this sign that is depicted here as a V would be the new sign, right?
It would be the new sign where the point of the V is at the front of the at the border of the sidewalk. Okay.
And I was unclear. Is that where that honorary
yes.
monument thing is that's got all the names?
Yes.
And so you're moving that?
It's going to the other side of the gazebo.
To the west.
To the west side of the gazebo.
Because that's not in this picture.
No, it wasn't moved in that picture.
Oh, okay. All right. That's what I was just trying to get clear. So this is only showing where the V sign will go, but it doesn't show where the whatever that thing is called.
Correct. And when this is approved, that will be placed on a plan, and dimensions will be put on it, but it will be the same setup as it is now on the east as it will be on the west.
Okay.
That will be conditioned as part of their approval.
They will have to depict the exact location on the plans prior to approval from the community development director.
So where I'm confused then is that in effect what you're doing is adding the V sign. It's not replacing anything.
That's correct.
Okay, so this is a new...
Brand new sign.
It's not, there's nothing in there now that for Peddler's Fork on in the front there like that.
No, the signs Peddler's Fork are approved and within the guidelines and also within Section 1730. They have a 10-foot sign up on the second floor of the building facing west. There is a blade sign. It's a little bit of a different design. It's a round plaque hanging on the front porch where I'm sure, unless you're looking very carefully, you haven't seen it. And in the back, there's a 5-square-foot building-mounted sign at the second entrance of the restaurant, and that is also an allowed sign.
Okay.
Commissioner Arlene Bernholtz has just entered the room. So.
I apologize for being late. We have a family emergency.
Oh. It's good to hear. Thank you. So it's 6 feet high, is that right?
We're discussing the peddler's fork right now. The other one was approved. The awning was approved 3-1. And right now we haven't heard from the peddler's fork representative who wants to speak, but for right now, people are questioning. So, would you like questions? You want to hear from?
Could you tell me what some of the questions are briefly?
Well,
we've just asked.
Do they need it? It's not replacing anything, but they are allowed to have a one monument sign. So this is a completely new sign.
Okay, but they're putting up two of them, not one.
Well, except they say that's the definition of a monument sign to be to have the two sides.
Monument signs are allowed to have two faces. This monument sign does have a little bit of a unique design, but it has only two faces.
But is it 6 feet high?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's 6 feet high, and refer to your Old Town Master Plan design guidelines, freestanding signs are not allowed within Old Town except on corner lots. Maximum permitted height is 6 feet from existing grade with a maximum of 20 square feet per side, and that's the sign complies with those restrictions.
But it's not on a corner.
It's a corner lot. It's a corner lot.
There's no driveway there.
It doesn't have to be at the driveway.
I think of the corner being on Calabasas Road, and
it doesn't say that the sign itself has to be on a corner. It's allowed for a corner parcel, and this particular parcel is a corner parcel.
But can it be smaller than the 6 feet?
That's what the applicant is proposing, and it does comply. If you would like to pose the question to the applicant once he's at the podium, mm-hmm. You're welcome to.
Okay, thank you.
Well, should we ask? We have, let's see, Peddler's Fork sign. It's Sherman Oaks. Is that?
Thank you.
What's your name? Hi.
Hello.
Is it on?
Good seeing you guys again. The reason for the sign, and Diana, to talk a little bit about yours, is we have one sign, I believe it's on, is that the west wall? But kind of like the same thing, the six is having the issue, is we constantly get people every day walking by, not finding a restaurant, driving up and down the street, you know, causing traffic problems too, because we don't have any forward-facing signage. We have this little circular thing that, as you know, Andy said, if you don't specifically look for it, you're not going to see it. So that's why we're asking for this sign. That's why we want the specific height and dimensions, is so people can actually see the restaurant and know where it is. That we don't really have, like I said, any front signage available, and we see it every day. People even walk on our patio and walk by our door and walk out and keep on walking, and then they'll turn around and they're just all day long. So
I know that's a problem because they've been going into the Sagebrush Cantina asking where's Peddler's Fork.
It could be.
So I can understand you wanting to have some kind of sign. I guess if I visually saw how high the 6 foot was, it seems very big to me. Just, I don't know how everybody else felt about it.
Be shorter than the actual.
But I do agree that you need a little more visibility mm-hmm. than you do have. But 6 feet to me seems very tall.
It's actually still shorter than the monument, or than the, what's the sign currently there
the,
right
the
now?
The sign, the plaque sign.
The plaque sign is actually, I believe, over 6 feet.
Plaque
but nobody
about
sees
eight
it.
Tall.
Huh?
Nobody sees it.
I know, and we're asking for one.
Because it's too high.
I don't think it's that obtrusive when you're looking right next to the gazebo. The gazebo is really going to offset it a lot. So the gazebo is a very large thing.
But
so
do you feel if you had something this height of one of these what are those, sandwich board signs that wouldn't people see it if it was like that high or maybe another foot higher than that, another 6 feet?
We were wanting something a little bit more permanent so they don't get knocked over. I mean, there's a lot of issues with the sandwich boards too. It creates more of a traffic in the walkway. We're just trying not to clutter up the walkways and leave something a little bit more, you know, set back that people could still see.
Now, I agree with you on that. I'm just talking about the height. That would give you more visibility even at 4 feet than 6 feet.
Because of the way that area is with the gazebo and with that hay trailer or whatever that thing is over there too, there's a lot of high objects that are already kind of obstructing the view. So if I had something lower, it would just get dwarfed and really wouldn't, I think, would be even harder to see.
Thank you.
I'm curious, just in relation to the separation or the fence that's behind there or the little wall, what's the height of that? Is that probably about 42 inches? Because I'm just trying to get a dimension when we look at Peddler's Fork signage in relation to that.
This fence here around that surrounds the gazebo is approximately 42 inches, but it's up maybe another 8 or 10 inches from the from grade. So using round numbers, it'd be about 4 feet. So the sign itself would stick up over that fence by 24 inches or 2 feet.
Right, because so when you look at the photograph, it's deceptive because it looks like it's standing up much higher than the actual fence line, but it's only about 2 feet up from that, right?
That's correct. Because you have a two-dimension picture here of something that's going to be three-dimensional. Right. So it's the scale is kind of skewed.
I had a question on the photo there. Will the sign be, if you're looking straight at the gazebo, is the sign going to, in effect, block part of the visibility of the gazebo or not? It looks like it in this picture. I can't tell.
It will.
And so and if it were moved a little bit to the left, would it?
It would be on the sidewalk.
It would be on the sidewalk.
Because there's that brick walkway right there.
This walkway has to be, you know, comply with ADA.
I mean, you know, the gazebo is kind of a...
It's already currently blocked anyway with that sign.
Oh, okay.
So, all right. Yeah, the sign's already there anyway.
In these two pictures, it looks more like the sign that whatever memorial sign or whatever attribution sign looks like it's further to the left. So maybe you said this is superimposed, but does that sign, the current sign, block the gazebo or not?
The current sign is somewhat smaller than this sign. It's up on taller posts, and it does not block the gazebo. Okay.
You can see the sign in this picture, Alan, the picture I just put up. Oh. You can see the existing sign in this picture.
Right. Okay. Yeah. That's the one I got in my minutes or my agenda.
So what happens to the sign that's there from the city of Calabasas?
As we've mentioned, it's going to be moved to the right hand, as you're looking at the gazebo, onto the right hand side into the landscaped area on the right hand side of the steps. It'll be the same distance away from the gazebo to the right as it is now to the left.
Another question I had was, at one time you were talking about wanting to eliminate the gazebo completely. Would that affect your monument sign? Would that have to be moved if that was moved? Or
the gazebo is not a part of this request, nor will it be a part of any other request.
Okay.
We like the gazebo.
Because it's come up in the past. That's why I didn't want you to spend money doing a sign here and then
I think that was
wanting it elsewhere.
A couple years ago when we were first going around with certain ideas.
Did you say that buckboard or whatever is behind there, right?
The what?
That carriage, buckboard, whatever that thing is?
That's on the neighboring property on the other side of the creek, right along the post and rail fence, the existing post and rail fence on the inside of the property.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions? ready to vote.
Would you be open to a smaller height?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, with everything surrounding it, with that rack thing, and then also you guys have, we have the wood posts that run along the sidewalk too, which originally were the
hitching posts.
The hitching posts are all the way around there. There's so many tall objects that the only way we're actually going to get the recognition we need is to have something that's equal or a little bit taller to it, and that's kind of something we're really
hoping
for.
Do you know how tall the hitching posts are to kind of give us a visual? It's
approximately 4 feet.
Yeah, I would say.
So it'd be the same height, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Do you think of any other way that you said people can't find you and that's what this is for? Have you any other ideas of what marketing, business-wise, that could help?
It's not, people are looking for us, they just can't find us. Like, they're having a hard time even finding the actual, because Old Town is very, you know, there's a certain uniformity in it, so there's a hard time. We don't have really a front sign, so they're going to every business trying to look to walk. So they are looking for us, they just can't quite
and
find
why,
us.
And why did you choose to have signs originally that are no longer visible? Is that it?
That's what we approved. Those are the original, like the guidelines of the signs we had.
It was not your choice, is that right?
No.
They designed the signs based upon the code, and mm-hmm. they designed the signs to the maximum allowable size and put them in the most visible locations that they could. Mm-hmm. They couldn't put one on the front of the building because it would have gotten lost either on the patio, on the railing, underneath the railing, or something like that. And the best place to put it was that blank wall where the 10-square-foot sign that's lit with a lantern now right. is. Perhaps it would be more palatable if they collapsed the V a little bit. However, I'd like to caution you, if they collapse the V, it will be a maintenance issue behind, because it will be a catch-all, and they can't, you know, if you collapse the V, you won't be able to get in and clean out litter, leaves, dead plants or whatever.
Right, because there are flowers there now.
There are flowers so there now, and there will be flowers and planting in there after the sign is put up. It has to be landscaped.
So the lantern that we approved last time didn't really help?
The lantern?
The light.
The light over the sign?
We approved the light over the sign last time, per your request.
Yeah, originally, but that's, it's really hard to see, and it's up high at night, and you're only getting it from one side, the west side, and you know, hindsight's 20/20.
Plus, there's a lot of landscaping there.
Yeah, there's a lot of trees, and when everything's in full bloom, it's difficult to see.
And believe it or not, even though the speed limit's 25 miles an hour in Old Town, people do go about 40 going down that hill.
Right. And that's the prettiest building. That's how you can let people know where you are. We're the prettiest building with the...
If I could put a sign that'll say that, I'll do it. Thank you.
Now you're pushing it.
Is that it for yes?
Yes. Yes, you're ready to make a motion and vote? Okay, then I'll close the public hearing.
Sure, I'll make a motion to approve file number 14000130, the sign permit to construct and install a new monument sign identifying Petal Fork Restaurant.
Okay, is there a second?
Let me get a moment. Is that not? Is the incorrect number? Or?
Is there two file numbers?
Yes, well.
Is that the correct file number, or do I have the incorrect file number?
The correct file number is 14000130.
That's the one I stated.
What's this one that ends in 076?
Yeah. That's an error.
That's an error?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm an accountant, so I focus on numbers, you know.
Well, we still need a second.
I'll second it.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
Okay, it passes 3-1. and with Commissioner Arlene Bernholtz not having a vote. We'll go on to our next is the discussion of logos.
Yes.
Right. Thanks.
We took all your advice from the last meeting, and we went to our city manager and our media department, and what we were able to come up with per your recommendations was this version of a logo, and we are here today to take your feedback.
It's interesting looking at that logo, the letter S seems so inconsistent with the rest of the the word historic. I don't know if a line across would sort of finish it off, but it definitely seems to stand out, the letter S.
A line across the bottom?
Yeah, in other words, if you that circle, the green circle.
But then it would look like the
wings. No, I know it would look like the wings cut, but I mean just the current design, when I look at it immediately, the S just stands out as a...
Mm-hmm. Like if the wings were smaller, both right and left.
Yeah, if so it's possible to bring, but I don't know if that's possible to change the logo, bringing...
Or could you change the wingspan? Move the hawk?
Shorten the wingspan of the hawk.
Yeah. We can't really do that,
you
though, because that's
it's a logo.
That's the way, that's the size of the hawk. It would look unproportional if we were to decrease the size of the size of the wings.
But if you change the angle of the hawk?
Or have the hawk flying the other way.
No.
Then it's not the logo.
Exactly, I know.
Actually, because of the S, it kind of draws attention to, what is this? It's historic Calabasas. Yes. It's the hawk, but it's different.
I like it.
Any other ideas?
I thought the same way. I thought it looked, you know, it just didn't look right to me. And I thought if we're going to use the logo, then there was one that did have a logo on it, and I would, you know, I preferred the buckboard or the wheel, even more historic. But if it is the choice of the commission to use the logo in it, you had one that you presented at the last meeting that actually had the logo, and then it said City of Calabasas and Historic Preservation Commission underneath it, as I recall. It was the one to the far right.
Yes, we did. And the commission voiced their opinion that they did not like that particular logo, and they asked for a plain circle with the hawk with
correct.
The words Historic Calabasas, and that's what we tried to replicate. We tried to replicate your vision with this particular one. So if this isn't to your liking, we'll take further feedback from you and go back to the drawing board.
Well, how does everyone feel? I feel that the S doesn't bother me. Like, you know,
no, I just raised it. It doesn't really bother me. I think it's I'm not adamantly opposed to it. I just remarked about how it does stand out, the S, but I think it's, I like it.
I don't have a problem with this idea. What I'm trying to picture in my mind is, where am I going to see it around town? So maybe...
You're going to see it on 6 buildings that we've approved for historic designations.
You're going to see
it's
it on, embossed on a plaque.
It's, pardon?
They're going to be embossed on a plaque, and the plaques are going to be placed on the designated buildings.
Okay.
Or landmarks.
It looks, the S looks out of place, to be honest with you. It... my opinion.
And that's fine, and if that's what the commission agrees on, we can go back to the media department and see what else we can do.
I'm just not certain what the alternative is.
We did have them make a few versions, and this was the nicest version.
Hmm.
It'd be interesting.
And this was what the city manager preferred as well.
Back to my question, if I'm going to see it on 6 plaques, is there going to be something below it explaining why it's part of historic Calabasas.
Of course.
I mean, if it's integrated with something else, it's only the logo, and then there's something else explaining it. So maybe if we saw it in that context, maybe it would make, you know, be more, you know, more, we could understand it a little bit better as how it's going to look.
If you remember back when we began going over the plaques for historic landmarks, there were several plaques brought in from other municipalities where they had their logo, and then on the bottom of the plaque or on the top above the logo, it didn't, you know, that design will come later, but it had the story of, in Calabasas, the Masson House, the Benson House, the Ross House. All of those things are going to be part of the plaque. The logo itself will be on any historic correspondence stationery on the top in place of the City of Calabasas logo that we have. So that's where you'll see it around town.
Okay, realistically, Andy, what size are we talking about here? Are we talking about like a little 6-inch or
It depends on what it's on. On the plaques, they're going to be fairly small. I don't know exactly what size, but I mean, let's take this for example. If we have a letter we're sending out, this is how small it's going to be.
Right.
So, and then if you have a plaque that's slightly bigger than this, it'll be, let's say, an inch and a square inch and a half or so.
But do they already have like dimensions of what your plaques want to be?
No, we do not have those details.
Several years ago, I brought in some beautiful plaques that were done in Crested Butte, Colorado, and they actually had, I got the information on them, and they were very lovely. They were like this big, and they had the whole story of what was happening in the town, and they had them done by a company in Tennessee because they could do it cheaper than anybody in that area could have done, and they said they were really easy to work with. So this will all be incorporated within an existing plaque, but we don't have a standard
Correct.
Size just yet.
Right. Again, if you remember back, lo, these many months and years, the decision was made to find a logo before the plaque, and the logo has been an ongoing design and process. And once we have a logo that's approved and ready to go, then we can investigate mm-hmm. where we can get the plaques made.
So I think knowing that it's not this big as a logo, that it's a small
right.
piece, a part
right.
of a bigger
Correct.
Plaque, might not, the people who it's bothering, the S, might not be that much affected by it.
I, to be honest, I'm not bothered with it, and I know this discussion has gone on far before
yes.
my time, since I'm quite new on the commission, and I would love to see this put to the vote and finally get this moving forward. So I have no, I can tell you, a major opposition to the yes. In fact, I think, ironically, it actually does make it stand out and quite unique. So, you know, don't view my comments as necessarily an objection.
Well, I have a question about the size of it. When there's, didn't we have the old Topanga Highway as part of our historic preservation?
Right.
What there would be a sign, what kind of sign would it be on that highway?
We are anticipating that the plaques are going to be bronze, and so even some of these colors won't necessarily be portrayed exactly the same on the plaques, but as we mentioned before, no decisions have been made on plaques, colors, styles, sizes. We're going to get to that. We have to cross this bridge first.
Okay. All right. Are we ready to vote?
I would love to see. I wish I had the other ones to compare this with, because I think we might, yeah, we might have had a...
Well, it's interesting. The media department felt that this was the best of what they had put
they
together.
Did. Oh, so they wouldn't hire me, I guess.
Well, how do you feel about delaying it till the next meeting, where there's some other options?
Well, we can pull up last week's options. I'll just have to.
She was talking about the other options that they did with the using the hawk.
Oh.
You had like six options or so, or five or six.
No. You mean from last month?
From last month.
From last meeting. The ones you're talking about from last meeting, I can go to the internet and pull those up from our last agenda if you would like to view those.
The other ones that the media department had made that were similar to this with the round circle and everything.
Right, and then they had the wagon wheel and something else.
No, I'm saying what the media department worked on this time. They worked on several sketches that we didn't see.
Oh.
Picked the best of what they felt their sketches were. Is that correct?
Well, it had to be approved by the city manager, so we had about two or three versions, and the city manager approved this one.
Okay.
Obviously, we wouldn't bring forward something the city manager did not approve.
Okay, so the city manager has already approved this from
yes.
the selection mm-hmm. of round plaques with the hawk that he's seen.
Okay.
I know from my point of view, I'm ready to vote. I don't know about anybody else.
Well, can you easily get them up just so we can see them? Is that...
We're trying. Sorry, we're having some technical difficulty.
I think having the round logo keeps it in with the replica of the city. You have identification
Absolutely.
With that. It's not just something they drew up and tried to put together, but something that was approved by the city manager who had final input on that.
Okay, here we go.
Now, if we could put this one in there.
Okay, so these were the options we presented you with last meeting. And.
Well, but the square one, would that.
This one? This last one?
The with the city of the Calabasas on it. Would that were all of these approved? Because I thought it had to be in something round if it was going to be the.
No, these were ideas we brought to you. We were waiting to get your feedback on. So the only one as of right now that we do have approval from the city manager for is the one I presented you with today.
Okay.
So in looking at this from the prior meeting, I now remember why we didn't pick the other choices. And so the one in the lower right-hand corner showing the hawk and the background now being in surrounded by the circle seems to me to make sense, and that's I'm glad you pulled this up because I forgot to look at last
sure.
time's meeting and so mm-hmm. I know that the issue with the stagecoach and the schoolhouse and all the other things, I mean they all have a certain level of appeal, but I think we also want something that has identification with the city, and it doesn't have to be, I mean, actually, the old one that we used to use, which had the windmill, which wasn't even in the city, I thought was nice, but it wasn't in the city, so it didn't make any sense. So, I'm fine with the new idea.
The windmill, you mean? Well, except this, the one, the city, it's not round. The city of Calabasas.
That was the point. We wanted to have it round, and so they came back with the one that was in today's budget. Today's agenda package. That was round with that logo. That was, I thought, what we wanted last time.
They have a number of round signs like this in the city for traffic control. It will say slow, children around, and different things. So they've utilized the round.
Yeah, the round version is actually the city's seal.
Right.
And so we used the city seal to develop the one that I presented you with today.
Although, even on this letterhead for the agenda, it's just the square one.
That's the logo. That's the difference. This is the city logo.
Yeah.
The round version is the city seal.
Oh, seal. Okay.
Yes.
I got you. Good. Okay.
Okay. Well, are you ready to vote? Why don't we get a motion? And if there's any more discussion, unless there's more discussion.
There was no way of moving that S around, that it was... Because that's the first thing, I thought it looked very amateur.
If you move that S out of the wing, then you have a space in the middle of the word.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the problem with that.
Mm.
But if you were to move it towards the I, or if you were to take it out and push the T over, then you're creating a space, and it's either going to say historic or historic.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I think that's going to look even more strange.
Or putting it outside. There's just no way of getting around having that S right there. Because that's the first thing that stuck out.
If you also had the circle, though, continued the circle, would that make it less not have a space in the circle for the...
Hmm.
Although that would probably look kind of funny for the wing.
You mean here?
Wing,
that
yes.
would be, it just
kind of balanced.
It just ends up being a little inconsistent because the rest of the, in the rest of the design, the hawk is over the background, and then here it would be under.
The little
right.
avant-garde
it creates an inconsistency
statement here.
Well, also, even on the city letterhead, the wing goes
correct.
Beyond the
yeah.
background.
Right.
Correct.
Yeah, it goes beyond. Mm-hmm. So,
and it intends to mimic that.
Well, we're ready to vote on this? Do you have a motion?
I propose a motion to approve the City Hawk logo option Exhibit A on the agenda report of February 27, 2014, which is attached to the report.
I second the motion.
Okay. We've discussed it. Any more? Any questions or anything? Okay. We'll call for the vote then. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Abstain.
Opposed? Oh, okay. Four yeses and one
abstention.
Okay. And before we adjourn, I want to point out and thank the city for getting the schools.
Excuse me, Judy, it's a correction. It was three yeses and one abstain.
Right.
For the minutes.
Oh, that's right.
Okay.
I got that.
Okay.
Because I want to thank the city for getting these folders for everybody, but they're also going to be available for the city council. And I want to say, well, I'll give a test on it at our next meeting, so make sure that you read it with tape notes.
Yeah.
I do have some comments before you adjourn as well.
Okay. All right. There's also they're going to be presented to the city on March 8th, and I'm going to try to go to that meeting if any of you want to or are able to.
What is happening on March 8th?
They're going to present the city council with members of this.
Okay.
History. Okay, that's what there's. I'm not ready to adjourn then because we have some more comments and remarks and so on. Right.
Last time we were here, the commission asked me to present a status report of projects that you had either approved or recommended approval for. So I have a brief list for you tonight. The commission on November 20th recommended approval for a sign at the Lux Interior Design Studio on Calabasas Road. It was a 9.1 square foot building mounted non-illuminated sign and a 4 square foot building mounted non-illuminated sign. They have not yet secured building permits, so that one is still in process. The Bernard's Restaurant and Wine Gallery, for which you also recommended approval, is still in negotiations to try to finalize their parking agreement. They cannot. The Planning Commission approved that project, but one of their conditions of approval was that they had to have some finalization on the parking agreement portion of it, and they cannot proceed to pull their building permits without having done so. And they have unfortunately not been able to secure the agreement the way they thought they could, so they're still trying to work those details out. And the Peddler's Fork storage shed was approved by the Community Development Director on February 19th, and the applicant is finishing the engineered building plans and will construct the shed as soon as the building permits are issued. The Calabasas Schoolhouse Bell, for which you recommended approval of the designation, is moving forward to City Council on March 12th. And if one of you wants to come attend that meeting, you're welcome to do so. We can't have all of you there because that would be, we can't have more than three of you there. That would form a quorum. But if you do want to send a representative to the March 12th meeting, you can decide who that representative would be. And
is that the City Council meeting?
Correct. March 12th, City Council.
Can we have one representative, like, example, Judy, our chairman, and then the others, if they wish to go, to attend?
You cannot be in the same room at the same time.
Oh, we can't. I didn't understand that.
I thought only one person just could speak.
No, I don't understand that why. Because then it turns out to be a quorum, and it's an unnoticed meeting. It results in an unnoticed meeting of the Historic Preservation Commission.
Even if there's no discussion within the Historic Preservation Commission?
Yes.
Really? So how many?
That's how it is with City Council members, too. They can't, if it's an unnoticed meeting.
So only one person total can attend, or can two more attend? Because it wouldn't be a quorum.
And three would be a quorum, so you can have two attend.
Okay.
I'm checking my calendar, but I would like to be there.
And I do already have the same representative who attended your meeting has promised to attend the City Council meeting on the 12th from the school district, so we will have a school district representative.
Okay. I'd be happy to attend with you, Judy, if no one else from this group would like to be part of the two.
That's wonderful.
Would someone else like to?
I will forward, then Judy and Arlene, I will forward you the agenda as soon as it is posted online next week.
Okay. And no doubt you'll represent
us. No, was that, I thought I heard March 11th for the school.
12th.
12th. For this, giving the school district history to the council members. That was the 12th.
March 8th, I thought.
Oh, that was March 8th.
It's Wednesday, March 12th.
Mm-hmm. So they're having a meeting both Wednesdays.
March 8th is a Saturday.
I will check and we'll get back to you on that. But I would imagine that it would be at the council meeting when they were to give such an important document, and the council meeting is on the 12th.
Okay, well, I must have heard it wrong. I thought it was the 11th, but they don't meet on the 11th. So anyway,
really would they do both things at the one meeting? Is that possible?
I'm going to have to look into that.
Okay, because, you know, Judy, who's been affiliated with the school district for so long, I know would like to do that presentation, too.
This is going to be, Judy, this is going to be handed to the council the same day as the schoolhouse bell designation discussion.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Well, we've already prepared the copies for them. They'll receive we were asked to present it to them the same day as the schoolhouse bell discussion so that it ties in together.
Okay.
My next, this is more of a future agenda. We were approached by the owners of the Benson House for a potential Mills Act contract. That would be our first Mills Act contract. So they are interested in it. They've expressed interest, and we, being that this is the first time we're doing this on behalf of staff, we're trying to understand exactly what we need from them so that we can move forward with the process. The first step is going to be establishing a fee for a Mills Act contract. Our ordinance requires that we collect a fee, but it has not yet been established. So what I'm going to be working on in the next few weeks is doing some research for fees related to Mills Act contracts, and then I will have to get that approved by the council. Once we have a fee established, then the owners are welcome to submit a Mills Act contract, and which will be reviewed by our city attorney, and then it will come to you for a recommendation, after which it will then go to council. So that's something to put on your radar. And again, I wanted to end the meeting by sending get well soon wishes to Jerry. Yes. As you may have heard, he may be out of the hospital today, but he's not feeling well. So hopefully he's doing better soon.
Great. Mm-hmm. Could you explain just briefly what is the Mills Act contract that
yes,
we're
I can.
Going to be looking at?
The Mills Act is something that our historic preservation ordinance allows for and provides opportunity for, I should say. And it's an economic incentive for owners of historic landmarks. And so it's about a 10-year contract where they'll have a maintenance plan of how they're going to be maintaining the property and things they're going to be doing to improve. And in return, the city gives them tax breaks for maintaining a historic property in good condition. They have to come up with a plan and a proposal, and obviously that has to go through you for review, and then to City Council.
Thank you for explaining that.
You're very welcome.
Can you repeat what the looks? What was that you had said about it? The looks property.
Oh, they have approval from you for two signs actually. But they have not yet pulled their building permits, so that's something.
The design company.
Okay.
Eventually, they'll pull their building permits, but they have not yet done so.
They could change the color of the sign.
Okay,
that's it.
I think they have a temporary banner up there right now.
Is it temporary? They also have two like poster-like advertisements on either side. Of one on the front and then one on the side of the building, so I'm not sure.
If those are not approved, they will be removed.
Okay. Oops.
Okay. Any other? There's been a request because somebody has to leave that we wrap up the meeting, but I don't want to do it if there's anything else to be covered. But if we're ready, we go ahead and dismiss, be adjourned. At
we have to make a motion, I think.
Mm. We do, then.
I move to adjourn.
Second.
I don't have to vote on that, I don't think.
Yes. All in favor?